It's been a massive week and we're only halfway through it for wood chopping at the Tasmanian Christmas Carnival Series. We had a carnival at Exeter on Thursday which featured the Tasmanian 350mm Standing Championship, which was won by Queenslander Mitch Argent. And I caught up with Mitch after his win at Exeter on Thursday. Mitch, congratulations on taking out the Tasmanian 350mm standing title. Not your first trip to Tasmania. What keeps bringing you back?
Yeah, just like the competition down here. The wood is always, it's always good, competitive wood, you know, and a lot softer than we cut at home, so it's always very enjoyable to come down here and chop in them big championships.
Do you sort of have a look at what's on over the next week or so and eye off a couple of titles and think, I've got a chance for that one or this one or that one? Or is this just take them as they come?
Yeah, no, we know what's coming up. The program's been out for a while, so yep. We know what championships are coming down here. So,
was this one you targeted then?
Yeah, definitely. The standard blocks are definitely my favourite event. So I think there's two or three more of them while we're down here. So I'm looking forward to getting into them and seeing how I go.
400mm at Burnie on Saturday. That's a pretty big block, but you seem to handle the big ones okay?
Yeah, I sort of don't mind cutting the big standard blocks. Not super fit at the moment, just after Christmas. Probably a bit too many beers and whatnot. But, we'll get there and hopefully get a bit of fitness before then and tackle that big block. Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations today. Good luck with the rest of the week.
Thank you.
There you go. Mitch Argent, the winner of the Tasmanian 350mm Standing Championship. I also caught up with the European champion and a former junior world champion, Sverre Sivan, who's from Sweden. Ferry, first of all, welcome to Tasmania. This is your first time here. What attracted you to coming to compete in Tassie?
Oh, thank you. I'm here to learn and compete because in Sweden we don't have any competition at all at this time of year.
Right, okay. And the weather's a lot better this time of the year here as well, I guess.
Yeah, it's really warm here for me. Back when I left, it was minus 20 degrees at home, so... Right. Much better here.
How are you finding it so far? I mean, you've only chopped a couple of times, but how are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it really well. I like it here, and I like to chop some wood.
Yeah, so competition's a little bit different here to what you do back home. So what you do is more aligned to timber sports, is it? Or
yeah, we unfortunately we only have timber sports in Sweden and the Nordic countries. So. Then we are competing in stages, and that's kind of stuff.
So you won a world junior championship, and you won a European championship in senior company. So I guess you know a world championship is the ultimate aim.
Oh yeah, that's my goal, to win the world championship one day. But I have a lot to learn before I can do that.
So how old are you then?
I'm 26.
So you haven't been out of juniors for all that long then, maybe 7 or 8 years perhaps?
Oh yeah, that's about right, yeah.
Yeah. So have you found the wood here in Tasmania? Is it different or is it similar? Or is it...
No, it's a lot different. It's a lot harder sometimes, but the chips falls out differently.
Yep.
And we're only cutting softwood in Europe, so other axes and stuff as well, and I'm not so good at stoning my hardwood axe.
So it's a learning experience.
Oh yeah, it is. It really is.
And how's the sport growing in Europe, mainly through timber sports? I mean, that's been a fantastic thing, hasn't it, for the sport?
Oh yeah, it's growing pretty well. We have really many rookies that wants to try and to learn to chop good. So we are getting further. So
what we have here with in Australia and Tasmania, we have second, third generation wood choppers. Is it something that your family had an involvement in, or are you the first one to do it?
No, I'm the first generation, and I guess that's even the first generation in Sweden that chops wood. So we have a lot to learn. And
so what brought you to wood chopping? Were you doing another sport and thought I'll have a go at this one? Or?
Yeah, I've been doing motocross and cross-country skiing as a kid. But then I went to a forestry school, and there we could train at timber sports for 2 hours a week or something like that.
Right.
So that's the way I got into it.
Yep. And loving it?
Yeah, I really love it. Yep. It's my sport, and this is what I want to do.
Have you got something in mind this week that you really want to win? Maybe one of the Tasmanian championships, or are you just here for the experience?
That would be wonderful if I can win a Tasmanian championship, but I don't think I will. Yeah. I'm not good enough.
No. Have you heard much about Tasmanian wood chopping before you came here?
Just a little bit. I know that's a lot of competition this time of year, and I've been looking at to come here for a while, and no, I did it.
Oh, well, good luck with the rest of the week, and thank you for your time, and hopefully you can take off one of those Tassie titles. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Faroese fan there from Sweden, a European champion, former world junior champion, and a nice bloke as well. Waiting patiently on the line is the president of the Tasmanian Axemen's Association, Michael Mayne. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Martin. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We're in for a big couple of days of chopping. Just with Ferry there, I noticed how friendly he was and at Exeter on Thursday. He was just joking around with everyone there like he'd been here for 20 years. So he fitted in very well, didn't he?
He certainly has, yeah. Ferry's been a very good addition to our crew this week. And, I'm sure he'll take that back to Europe and spread the word about Tasmania.
Yeah, we could see more European competitors coming over there in coming years. Now, today we've got a massive program today at the Burning New Year's Day, New Year's Eve Carnival, including Tasmanian 400mm Standing Championship and the Tasmanian, I think it's 300mm Tree Felling Championship as well, is that right?
Yeah, the 325mm, so the 13-inch, the slightly bigger block, the same block that they cut the World Championships at Sydney.
Okay, now the tree filling is very popular with the crowd. We're used to seeing, you know, people like the boys from Deloraine, you know, cutting back, of course, and, you know, with massive handicaps and also, you know, but this one will be a scratch race for the championship. So everyone's off the same mark. Of course, Daniel Gurr, multiple Australian champion, I think two or three times. His dad, Matthew, I was referring to him as well, 16 times world champion, but they'll be starting on even terms with a couple of very good mainlanders.
Yeah, they sure will. So it's a scratch race all off the mark at three, and we've got 27 times Victorian champion Blake Meyer, won't give them an easy run. We have Campbell Newman down from Queensland, who's also a finalist in the world championship. And as you said, between the two Gurr boys, they've got 18 world championships at Sydney between them. So going to be, I think, about 3 o'clock today. It's going to be a very exciting race for the crowd.
Yeah, now the 400mm standing championship, will that be cut in the main arena as well?
No, it's going to be cut over in the William Adams Chopping Arena this year.
Okay, for people who don't know where that is, when you come in the main gates, the western gates, it's immediately on your left when you come into the ground, and there's a grandstand seating there as well, and it's always very well supported.
Sure is, yeah. They'll be packed in the rafters to watch that one. 16-inch, so 400mm, 16-inch standing block, not for the faint-hearted. So I think it'll be a very, very close race between Mitch Argent, Cody Steers and Stephen Foster. I think, once again, not an event to be missed.
No, I didn't see Stephen at Exeter on Thursday either. I don't think he was there, but he's had a very good start to his season. He's lost an enormous, like something like 26 kilos or something ridiculous like that, but, gee, he's looking good, isn't he?
Stephen Foster's, the fittest and probably the quickest I've ever seen him. So, absolute credit to himself for taking care of himself, and let's hope it shows through his chopping. So, a lot of credit for the guy.
Yeah, he's been close to a couple of state titles already so far this season. He might just crack it for one today. The wood chopping program, of course, not just those championship events, but there's a full program of handicap events today as well.
Yes, sure is, and, the Bernie Foot, the Brian Cartledge Memorial, one of the biggest foots on the calendar. So we'll certainly see today who's having a fair dinkum crack, and see who's in the form.
Yeah, that's a 300mm standing handicap, so we're not a scratch race, but a handicap. And I think the chopping gets underway at around about 10, does it?
No, 12 o'clock today.
Oh, so, okay. I thought I was pushing you to get you on before 10 o'clock, but got a bit more time than that. So there's something like about 30-something events, isn't there?
We've got 30-odd events through the day, so about a 12 o'clock start. I think we'll go well into the evening with the Twilight Carnival down there at West Park these days. So, yeah, definitely plenty of action.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I think the championship, the 400mm standing championship, is due to be cut at around about 3:15 or maybe 4:15. But anyway, the program's available online. Just go to tascarnivals.com.au, click on the carnivals, scroll down to Burnie, and you can actually download the program there as well. It'll give you all the cycling and running as well as the wood chopping. And, of course, it doesn't end there because, Michael, tomorrow we've got another carnival at Gowrie Park with another Tasmanian championship.
Yeah, tomorrow we have the at Gowrie Park. We have the 250mm, so the 10-inch Tasmanian Championship. This is the smallest block that we cut a championship in. So the excitement in this race is as good as any you'll see. So we have probably a world class field here this year, and I know Dale Beams holds the record of about 7.5 seconds, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Wood's pretty good this year. They don't get pretty close to it.
Right, that's a big call. 7.84, I think, is the record, and it's been there for a while. And speaking of Dale Beams, of course, on Monday, it's 2 days in a row at Gowrie Park. On Monday, it's the Tasmanian Thousands Eric Rees Memorial 300mm standing handicapped, Australia's richest standing handicap wood chopping event, $10,000 in prize money. And Dale Beams is the only axeman to have won it twice, and I think he's going to pay for that for the rest of his life because he's off the back mark again on 25 seconds.
I did see that, Dale Beams, two-time winner, and I don't think Dale will be disappointed being off the back mark. It's a bit of an honour for him.
It is.
The only two-time winner, but going through the list, there's about 15 or 16 people that could emulate that honour this year. There's a lot of returning winners.
Yeah, actually, I've seen the handicaps, and I did a count last night, and I think it was 13 or maybe 14 former winners that are in the field. So that's going to be very special. And for people that don't understand how the thousands work, it's cut in three divisions. So based on your handicap, you have an A grade, a B grade, and a C grade. I think it's two, first, second, and third from each of those go through to the final, and we have semi-finals as well. And then I think it's the fastest of all the fourth place getters. So what you end up having with is a mix of, you've got three A grade, three B grade, three C grade, and a wild card in the final.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's the only event we run in that format, and it certainly does mix it up. So it really comes down to throughout the day, you've got to cut four blocks to get through and win the final. So it really is an event of consistency within your grade, and then having those mixed grades through the final really makes for an exciting event.
And it provides for a very open event. And you quite flippantly said there, you need to have four cuts. You need to have four very good cuts to go all the way through because it's so competitive.
Correct, Martin. Yes, it is. Yeah.
And on the program on Monday as well at Gowrie Park, you've got another couple of state titles. I think the Harry Mulcahy Memorial 375mm standing block, if I'm not mistaken. That's almost as big as the one in Burnie today.
Correct. Yeah. No. The boys that have come over for Christmas this year are definitely earning their money. The big blocks are out, and the Harry Mulcahy 15-inch. And I'm pretty sure without pulling the books out, I'm pretty sure Mick Sargent actually holds the record for that event as well. So we're in for a bit of a show there as well.
And there's a Jack and Jill state soaring title on the line as well. Now that's 450mm. Is that the size they do for Jack and Jill?
450mm Jack and Jill state title. This is an event that sort of dropped off over the past few years, but with the resurgence of women coming back into our sport, the Jack and Jill state titles have popped back up, and I think you'll find world champion Brad Turner and his partner Chris Brown will be very, very hard to beat in that event.
Yeah, they were pretty good at Exeter in the handicap event on Thursday, and of course, as you say, we know that Brad's got a state championship. He's a very versatile axeman too, because he'll be involved in the tree felling today in Burnie.
He sure will, yeah. Brad's a very good all-rounder, and a very hard worker for our sport as well, but very, very good all-rounder, and as you know, Martin, Brad's also a craftsman who makes the saws that we compete with, so there's not many people around the world that can do that, so we're very blessed here in Tasmania.
Yeah, absolutely, and I was actually looking at the different saws on Thursday at Exeter, and I know that he uses a different tooth pattern to some of the others.
Yeah, so we've in the modern times, we've gone to what's called a peg and raker saw, and with the peg and raker saw, you can have multiple teeth and multiple rakers, and they've sort of taken over from the M-tooth saw, which a lot of people would know of from the forestry days. And, Brad's craft at filing those is certainly a credit to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to three fantastic days of wood chopping and sawing. I'll be in Burnie a bit later on this afternoon, so I'll catch up with you then, Michael. But thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Martin. Thank you.
You're welcome. Michael Mayne there, the president of the Tasmanian Axemen's Association. So the Burnie New Year's Day Carnival, you can download the program from Tas Carnival's website. And if you go to the Northwest Tasmanian Axemen's Association Facebook page, you can find the details about Gowrie Park and also the Tasmanian Thousands on Monday, also at Gowrie Park. So it's going to be three awesome days of wood chopping and sawing and tree felling as well.